We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Tony.
Tony, get it off your chest.
Hey, actually, man, ain't even that negative, man. I just want to say something positive, man. I appreciate y'all every day, because I've been in the Army for 14 years, man, so I'm only wanting to go to work every morning at 5 o'clock. But listening to y'all at 6 o'clock, man, keep me motivated, man, that energy y'all have every day. So I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, brother. Have a good
Thank
day,
you.
Man.
Bet. Thank y'all.
All right, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nasty Buck popping out of Norfolk, Virginia.
No, Nasty Buck from the 757. What's up, bro?
Nothing. Good morning to you, DJ Envy, Angela Green, Charlamagne
Guy. Good morning.
What up, King? Peace.
Peace, yeah. I just want to shout out people that lost their vision. I lost my vision last year due to diabetes. So I'm just trying to keep it positive, keep it moving.
Okay.
Man, I had a homeboy tell me yesterday he losing vision in one of his eyes. I don't know if it's because of diabetes, but...
Yeah, I lost mine due to diabetes. You know, that's the leading cause of people losing their vision. So I'm just trying to show some positivity and all that.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yeah,
brother.
Sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you're keeping it positive.
Yeah, got to. Appreciate y'all for everything y'all do. I listen to y'all every morning. I was incarcerated last year, so I just listen to y'all every time. Get me through my struggles.
All right.
Well, all righty, brother.
Happy to have you home.
All right, you too.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Eddie, the custodial engineer, calling back again, man. Y'all doing all right this morning?
Yeah, we doing pretty good, man. What's up, man? Get it off your chest.
How you doing, sir?
I'm awesome. Having a blessed day, Charlamagne. How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, sir.
Hey, man, I say fine every time, man. So you need to get it in my kitchen, man. I just wanted to let y'all know that I will be in there tomorrow to pick up those things.
Can't understand nothing you're saying, sir.
All I know, he said he will be here tomorrow, but I don't know him, so you ain't coming here, but thank you, though. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Good morning, it's Jose.
What's up, Jose? Get it off your chest.
What's good? Y'all want to honestly just say thank you, guys, because y'all the bomb. Like, I like y'all vibe a lot. You know, like, every morning I sign
on.
I jump in, and I put y'all on in the radio every morning.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing as well, man? Good morning, Angela Yee. Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning.
Peace, King.
Good morning,
what's up, bro?
Well.
What's happening, brother?
I just had one thing to say. Well, I got a couple things. First, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
I heard advertising for him's hair growth.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, does it make sense for a bald head man to advertise hair growth?
Does it make sense? It's not just hair growth, though. I mean,
that's
it's
a good
hair
question.
Growth.
That's a great question,
you
bro.
Know, it's libido. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, being it's wellness in general, physical wellness in general.
The check clear, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Right, I heard that.
You heard more than just a bald head on the commercial, though. And I said it on the commercial. I got a bald head.
You did. And I'm like, what the f***? This don't make no sense.
Well, you can't curse, sir.
A hair commercial, bald head.
Okay, no. Brother. Thank you for calling in. Have a good weekend, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's John.
What's up, John? Get it off your chest.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm great. What's up, Charlamagne?
What's up, King?
I got a bone to pick with you, sir.
Talk to me.
But
but it's a compromise too. So people always call you about being late, all right?
Uh-huh.
And you said your contract says you're supposed to be there, what, 6 after, something like that?
6:05.
So 6:05, okay. My punctuality is pet peeve, but I'm going to let you live with your 6:05 as long as you come in the door saying yo, 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 yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
If you do that every morning, I don't care what time you get there. As long as we know you get there.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Don't encourage
that.
I got you.
All right. Thank you, man.
That's a great compromise. I'm with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Aisha from Brooklyn.
Hey, Aisha, get it off your chest.
Aisha was the girl that I never had. Yeah, my whole life they sung that.
Classic.
Come on, guys.
Classic, another bad creation.
I got something to say, but I'm scared of Charlamagne's response because he's a little crazy, but
I'm a lot crazy.
Say it anyway.
Go.
Right, right. So, I've been married for 4 years. I'm 30 years old. And my husband is incarcerated in the feds right now. So, long story short, he be like tracking me on Facebook, on every type of social media. I don't know if he got people screen recording, whatever, but all I do is go to work and go home.
That's
so he
crazy.
Just got caught with a cell phone and they gave him a ticket. And that, so they took his business for a whole year, a whole freaking year. They took his business over the cell phone. He goes and get another cell phone, tracking me, talking about some guy I don't even know on Instagram. Just all this stupid stuff. And I'm just like, like, what more do you want? I'm there for you. Your family ain't there. I'm the only one doing everything. I work and go home. That's all I do. I don't even go out. Mm. This man is on my back 24/7. I don't know what to do.
When did you get home?
Yeah, but you got to understand, that's just all that's jail-related stress. That's all. That man is miserable.
No, I know, and I know he's miserable, and I try to be there 100,000%. I'm there for him more than I'm here for myself, but I'm emotionally drained. Like, he just be doing too much, always accusing me and making stuff up and just going crazy. Like, so I just don't go out. I just stay home.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't do that, but you do have to know where all that is coming from. That's literally only him projecting all his insecurities and fears on you because he's in jail. Yeah. That's it.
It's not fair to you.
It's definitely not.
Right, it's not fair. So that's what I'm saying. Like, how do I go about it? Like, you know, because I be wanting to go out sometimes.
Go enjoy your life. What do you do to get locked up?
Somebody's snitching on him, his own cousin.
Okay.
Well, what do you do to get locked up?
But he was doing something, right?
What was he doing?
Listen, I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
He wrote a paperwork on him, and that's how he got wrapped up. Otherwise,
well,
he wouldn't have got wrapped up.
Good
well,
answer.
Go enjoy your life, mama.
She ride or die right here.
Hello, who's this?
This is April.
Hey, April, get it off your chest.
I want to spread some positivity this morning. I want to thank the Breakfast Club for getting me through my past 3 years. I work in Arkansas, Trump country. Not a lot of people look like me. So, just want to thank you guys for getting me through the past 3 years.
So, basically, you're saying we're the only black people you get to hear from every day?
Basically, that's the reason why I'm listening to y'all.
Basically.
Mm.
Thank you.
So, that black effect is real.
But, yeah, so, like, I decided that I needed to make a move to get up out of there, and I finally found a way out. It's a very toxic work environment, so I'm still working on my business until I can afford to move on.
Okay, Mama. We'll keep working, all right?
All right. So you guys visit my Instagram at sempacpaq.com. Angela Yee, I would love to send you some samples. I created a feminine emergency kit for menstruating people. You know, sometimes it happens.
Yes, girl. I've had plenty of emergencies.
So I would love to send you some samples. Check out my Instagram at Sempac or my website at www.sempac.com.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Snackman.
Oh my God, Snackman, our resident comedian. What's up,
Snackman?
He's
not our resident comedian. He must be doing it at your house.
I thought you were locked up, Snackman.
Where you been?
Good morning, Angela. I wrote a new joke for you.
You don't hear anybody else up here?
Y'all be trying to make fun of him.
All right, go ahead, man.
We're ready, Snack Man.
All right. How can you tell when you're in a relationship with a black woman?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Okay, Snack Man is not black. I just want to point that out.
Go ahead.
You see her with her wig off.
As if black women are the only women that wear wigs?
Yeah, you know what? All races wear wigs.
Shut your dumb ass up. I want to come to your shows one day just to boo the hell out of you. Where your next show at?
He hung up on his own. I didn't even have to hang up on him.
Damn.
I want to come to his show and just heckle the hell out of him.
That wasn't a good one.
Boo!
Get it off your chest.
Boo!
Race jokes better be funny.
105.1. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building,
Tierra Marie.
Yes.
She was a little late, so we got to charge her late fee.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry about
everybody
that.
Everybody wants your money, Tierra.
I underestimate the traffic.
She ain't got it.
I ain't got it.
You want some late fee. What's up, Tierra?
No,
you get it later with payment plan.
Do you really not have it?
You know.
Serious question. I mean, it's cool if you don't.
I ain't got it.
But she would never say if she did have it.
Because you owe 50, what, 30 grand?
Yeah, 30 grand. And, you know, he wanted, I think, 75K.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge granted 30.
Well, let's back up. Why do you owe 50 Cent $30,000?
Okay. Well, he was friends with my ex,
mm-hmm,
who released the sex tape on my page, and 50 reposted it. And it was just very coincidental, mm-hmm, that he was the only celebrity that posted it, and he's friends with the guy.
And you
are they real friends or just associates?
I think they were just associates at the, mm-hmm, time. I think they came together, and my ex asked him to post the video or post the picture, whatever the hell he posted. And I think that 50 eventually thought that me and my ex were in cahoots when that's not true. Because I don't think they're friends or associates anymore.
But you still speak to your ex, right?
I haven't spoken to him.
After the sex tape, y'all didn't speak to each other?
Yeah, after the sex tape, we did speak to each other because I wanted to believe he didn't do it. You know, like
hacked.
He was saying that he got hacked. He was, mm-hmm, saying that his other girlfriends, whom I had just found out about the day before.
You found out he was cheating on you?
Well, I found out he was cheating on them.
With you.
So, right.
Okay.
So he was making up all these different excuses. And I'm just like, so if Curtis is your friend, why would he repost a sex tape of your girlfriend if y'all supposed to be friends?
Right.
It just didn't make sense to
That's
me.
That's a lot to happen at once, too, to be traumatizing. Like, not only is there a sex tape out, but then you also find out that your boyfriend was cheating on you.
And that's
women.
How it happened. We shot a scene where I ended up finding out about the girls. And so I told him, like, I don't want anything to do with you. I'm done. Like, drop my house key off. Like, because we were kind of serious, I thought. He texted me back, like, oh, my God, Tierra. I mean, instantly texted me back. Oh, my God, Tierra, somebody stole my phone with our sex tapes in them. And so I'm
so
like,
you thought it was a plot immediately.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I know what you up to. So I got mad. I was pissed. I just was like in a rage. And then the next day, the was released. And so I just went over his house and just started busting out his windows and just like going crazy. I was like, I just blacked out.
Talk right. about this, though, because you did have an open lawsuit against Akbar. But yes. you still were talking to him at that time because you did still think that perhaps he was telling the truth.
Right. But yeah, because every time he would reel me in and I was just like so vulnerable and like just lost and confused at the time, he would reel me in like, oh, I know who did it. I know who did it. I know who did it. I got the proof right here. So one time he like, I got the proof right here. I'm like, well, I'm on my way to Vegas. And so he's like, well, meet me in this parking lot or whatever. And so I'm like, all right, cool. So he's like, I got the proof. And so my plan was to meet him in the parking lot and call Lisa to come and serve him because they couldn't find him to serve him. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get to the parking lot. Then I'm going to call them up and serve them. Mm-hmm. Soon as I got to the parking lot, he ambushes me, him and this other guy, a guy that I thought was a friend, ambushed me and had me on camera. And it was a test. And I felt miserably.
How'd you feel?
Because I reacted and I started going crazy. Like I was ready to fight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When I should have just been like, you know what? You got it, buddy.
What was the point of him taping you?
Because he was 50 Cent's little friend and trying to save him at the time. Like, you know, he was trying to save 50 and get the case dropped.
But 50 ended up winning the lawsuit, though, right?
He didn't win the lawsuit since that situation happened. Mm-hmm. Lisa dropped the case because she was like, I can't represent you no more because it just looks crazy.
What it looked like, what, you and Akbar was back together? That's what he was taping?
Yeah, it looked
like you guys were sneaking around, hanging out with each other.
Yeah, right. However, he made it seem.
So why would she drop the case with 50 then?
She just said it looked crazy. She just dropped the whole thing. I just got an email and I had to come up to her office and I signed off. Okay, you dropped the case. You no longer represent me. But on top of that, I couldn't get anybody else to pick the case back up. So basically, the case was just going on. So the judge was like, okay, you lost. You got to pay him his legal fees. Yikes. That's why I have to pay 50.
Have you paid him anything at all or nothing at all?
I paid him 50 cents the other day.
How'd you pay him? Check?
No, I Western Union did. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, but that's why you was at the check cashing place?
Yeah, no, it was a joke.
All right, we got more with Tierra Marie. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Tierra Marie. Charlamagne?
Have you ever tried to reach out to 50 just to say, let me get 50 on the phone?
No. For what?
Does he frazzle you at all?
No, he doesn't. He makes me laugh. He tickles me.
He's very hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's very hilarious. He's actually been bringing out some of my, you know, funny side.
Did you feel like you would get more support, though, based off of the whole situation, that people would be more sympathetic toward you? Because it is difficult when you have something so personal leak out that you didn't want to, obviously, anybody to see. So did you feel like people were not supportive in general?
I think people were supportive. It was like half and half, to be honest. You know, a lot of women were supportive and a lot of men were just like, y'all know that smut did that herself. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even post, or I don't post regularly.
It seemed like that, though. Not a smut spot, but it seemed like you did because it seemed like after it came out, we seen you and Akbar together. So it was like, if you're that mad that my boyfriend released this tape, there's nothing to talk about. Like, we're not together no more. And then the fact that y'all were still together just seemed like it was another Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, well, we weren't together. We just had met up in a couple of places because I wanted to hear him out.
Mm-hmm. He was saying he didn't release it. He was saying he got hacked.
He's still sticking to that to this day. Mm-hmm. That's why I had a criminal investigation open, too.
What did the criminal investigation come up with?
Well, once they dropped the civil, they dropped everything. Yep. But the criminal investigation was to find out where it came from.
When 50 first posted the video, did you ever think to yourself, or did somebody on your team say, oh, you can get a bag if you sue 50 for posting that? Somebody put that in.
Did the attorney reach out to you? Was that the one?
I reached out to one of my attorneys, and he put me with Lisa.
Why? Because somebody told you, like, you can get it back from Fifth Avenue?
He was just saying, like, you need to civilly sue and criminally sue.
Mm.
So that's what it was. Yeah.
Tierra, you going to therapy or something? You really need to.
No, I'm not. Shut the hell up, Charlamagne.
You look visibly frazzled. Like, you're shaking. Yes, you are.
I am not shaking.
You are. All right.
Give her a hug, man.
No, I don't need a hug. She said no. No, because if he feels that kind of energy, I don't want to give that to him.
True.
No, there's some things that are funny and some things are not, but you look like you need a hug.
Do I look like I've been crying or something?
Yes.
Sometimes I think that things happen and people don't look at people as human beings either in situations like this. Like, people joke around, they do stuff, but you don't think that Tierra's really a human being.
Yeah, it definitely affects me. I'm a woman. I'm human. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I mean, one of my most intimate moments was exposed to the world. So hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It affected me. Mm-hmm.
So he hacked you or he had your password?
He had my password. Mm-hmm.
So you know it was him.
I know it was him.
So then there's no question who it was.
Yeah. But he's claiming that one of his girls did it.
Okay.
From his phone. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because this is the day after I found out about his chicks.
How long you and Akbar together?
Visibly scarred. For about 9 months.
And you let him tape you?
Yeah.
Damn, Tierra.
Mm-hmm. So, wait, is he going to get on the phone?
I want to know.
Now that I think about it, I would love to talk to him.
There you go. See, I'm talking about him. Just call him. Why can't you just dial his number? That's
because
your friend.
Because he's taping, and I made his person with him go walk over to him.
What, taping Powell?
I don't know what. I didn't ask. I'm not his.
Oh, you hit his man, and he said he's taping.
I hit him first. He didn't reply, so I hit his man, and they said he's taping.
Damn.
So if I get him on the phone, what's the first thing you would say to 50?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's why it's going to be amazing. That's why we need to make this. Could you just call him and just see if he picks
up? I just called him. He didn't answer. That's what I called.
Oh, got you.
I don't know.
I would have loved to get y'all on the line, man.
That would be great.
You could definitely see it was me.
Because I really think that one conversation, you and Fifth would put this behind y'all. I really believe that, yo.
Well, I'm sorry, T. I'm sorry we couldn't get him on the line. I would have loved to try to squash it.
No, that's fine, honey. God is good, you know.
We tried.
It's Tierra Marie. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about being high at work. Now, this comes from a Miami Heat basketball player. What's his name, Yee?
Deion Waiters.
Now, what happened with him?
Well, he got suspended without pay. He reportedly overdosed on edibles ahead of a game against the Lakers that happened last week. Now, they made an announcement on Sunday. They said, Heat statement on Deion Waiters. We are very disappointed in Deion's actions this season that include the very scary situation on Thursday night and grateful the outcome wasn't worse. And they said there's been a number of instances this season in which Deion has engaged in conduct detrimental to the team. So now he's suspended without pay for 10 games, and that's because of the edibles that he had.
Well, he didn't OD. He just took a large amount that he wasn't used to.
He had some gummies, and he passed out, and he had a seizure. And then,
Well, maybe he took too many then. All right, well. He should have went to the House of Mary Jane out in Detroit, and they would have gave him his right dosage. But anyway. So we're asking 800-585-1051. We're talking about high stories. You high at work, all right?
Now we have one from Envy. We actually have audio from when Envy was at work high.
Oh, now I remember. I'm doing a promo. So, in my defense, I was high. And the bad thing about it is whoever gave me that, I don't even remember. I went home and gave it to my wife, and then she was high. And she.
Why would you do that to her after that happened to you?
And I tricked her too. I was like, try this chocolate, babe. And she,
So you drugged your wife?
Yes. But it was.
We don't recommend that, by the way.
No, we don't recommend that. But I told her what it was after, and she just thought it was a little piece of chocolate. So she took a little bite, and it had high dosage of THC in it. And when I say she was high, we talk about it all the time. She was swimming on the actual carpet. Like, she thought she was in the ocean and she was swimming.
Why did you do that to her?
I don't know, but she didn't talk to me for weeks because of that. And that was the first time that she's ever tried any type of drugs. So, and last.
This is a terrible story, by the way. Please don't anyone ever do that to anybody that you care about or anyone, period.
Please don't. But anyway, now what about you? You ever got high and went to work?
Hi, I worked a couple of times. Yeah, one time we were doing lip service with Wiz Khalifa, and I smoked some of that Khalifa Kush. As a matter of fact, the two times I was high at work was because of Wiz Khalifa.
Nice, Wiz.
Now that I think about it, one time was at Powerhouse at the concert, and I smoked a little bit. And the thing about his weed is that after, like, two pulls, it's over for you. And I'm not, like, a heavy smoker at all. I couldn't feel my legs when I was doing lip service, and he was there. I was so nervous. I was like, I'm glad I didn't drive anywhere, and I was in the car going home just trying to be quiet.
Goodness gracious. Well, let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
It's Shane, man. I'm calling from California, San Diego.
Oh, hey, Shane. We're talking about your high stories, high at work.
Hey, but look, I'm flying from San Diego to Las Vegas, so I pop like three edibles. So I get on the plane, fall asleep, wake up. I get up and leave all my on the plane, my laptop, phone, my iPhone.
You just left.
I'm like, damn, just left. And I get there. You know, shout out to Frontier, though. They sent my stuff back. But yeah, the edibles, man, they put you in a coma.
Yeah,
they just
do.
Got off the plane and left everything.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about it, Yeet. It was another time, right? This is bad. I was on a plane, and I was in Miami. Somebody gave me an edible, and I took the edible. This was a long time ago. And I ran on the wrong plane. I got on the wrong plane.
Did they tackle you?
They didn't tackle me. I got on the wrong plane. Somebody was sitting in my seat. And I was like, yo, you in my seat.
They weren't in your seat, by
the
way.
They weren't. So I showed them I pulled my ticket out, and I'm like, look, this is my seat. They was like, no. This plane goes to Newark. You're going to LaGuardia. You're on the wrong plane. And I
and
had to turn.
Like, womp, womp.
I had to turn around, take my bags out the thing and everything, and walk off. And you know who was on that plane?
Who?
Maxwell was on that plane.
Oh, and you already have a thing for Maxwell.
I do not have a thing for Maxwell.
This is you have this whole thing like where Gia, that's her pass, Maxwell.
And you know who else was on that plane?
Don't ignore me.
I'm ignoring you. What's her name? It used to be Kanye's artist. I can't think of her name. Oh, my gosh. I love her to death, too.
Estelle.
Sorry, Estelle. Estelle was on that plane, too. And Estelle, they were laughing at me as I walked off. I felt so bad.
Sheesh. Well, I did have an experience, too, when I was in San Francisco and I had a couple of edibles. They tasted delicious, too. They were like these little watermelon gummies. And I went to the hotel room and my key didn't work. And I was with Paris. And I just sat on the floor outside the room and went to sleep.
Outside the room?
I just was too tired to walk back down and get the key. She actually had to have them come bring the key up
my
to the room.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hi. My name's Natasha.
Natasha, now we're talking about being high at work. You got a story for us?
Yes. Okay. So it was a long time ago, and it was me and my best friend at work. We used to work at this, like, nitrogen ice cream place, you know, where, like, they have the liquid ice cream and you freeze it to order.
Yep.
So my friend came by and she's like, oh, I have these brownies. So we're like, all right, cool. So we take it and we're like, this isn't really doing anything. So as we're doing it, as we're taking it, we're like, all right, you know what? Let's just smoke a little bit more. And we're like, you know what? This brownie sucks. This, like, we haven't felt it at all. And then all of a sudden we're like making these ice creams for these people. And this huge gallon of liquid ice cream falls on the floor and it like hits us. And we just start cracking up in front of all these people and they're all just looking at us. And we're just laughing and laughing and laughing. And then from then on, it was just like nonstop. Like, we couldn't even work.
My goodness.
But it was just way too intense.
My goodness. Stay off the edibles.
I know. You just never know how it's going to hit either or how long it's going to last.
You don't know. All of a sudden, you're like, this doesn't work. And then all of a sudden, it hits you and it's like 10 times more than you thought it would be.
That's the trick. I think people take it and be like, man, this is whack. I'm going to take more. And then when they take that more, it's a wrap.
I had a situation with Mano where I actually gave him some edibles that someone close to me made for him. And he said he couldn't leave the house for 2 days because he kept taking them, even though he was told only to take one.
Yeah, your brother's edibles is dumb strong.
Envy, I just said someone close to me because I didn't want to say who it was.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story? Don't get high at work? Is that the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is to control your high. Make sure you're in a good environment. You're amongst people. Don't do that ish at work, okay?
That's all right. It. Keep it locked. We have more coming up next. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yeah, man, happy to be here, too. It's
50 Cent.
The legendary 50 Cent.
I'm in here, man.
I was waiting for you to come because Power's back on. I know you directed an episode, and we got to see that, which was great. Yeah, and I saw you everywhere else.
They bossed me around a little bit on the remix, right? I did it on the remix because it was 6 years. I thought it was time to kind of freshen it up, and they was like,
nah.
Put
not
that
the
back.
Last season.
You know what I realized, though? The remix ain't really bad. It just shocked us. Yeah, it was too much of a surprise.
I was making it now. Trey Songz, a little A-Boogie. You know what I'm saying? And then they want the old version back because it felt like it was a little more gritty.
Joe is classic, though. You give it a classic feel.
That's why I did that in the beginning.
You know what I'm saying?
What was the call
about
with Trey? How did you call Trey and be like, yo, Trey, we're not using that one?
I just came in the studio to get him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I came in the studio. I was like, yo, I got to do a remix. Like, I'm going to redo the song. He was like, what? Like, he really was like, why you want to do that? And I was like, nah, but listen to the joint. When I played it for him, A-Boogie already did his part.
Mm-hmm.
I had already laid it's just like a filler. The old chorus was playing in the filler spot. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah. Because it just felt good.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And then, but I got him to do it. And then when he did, he's like, I told you, I got a text right away. I told your ass. I told you not to do that. And I was like, yo, you're right. That's why I kept saying that, like, every time.
Oh, so he told you he didn't want to do it?
Yeah, he was like, why you want to do that? Like, why you want? And then when I played it, he was like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want, his first instinct was not to do that.
What did Joe text you?
It's hard to switch a theme song that we're used to from the very beginning.
He wanted to get in the mix on all of the social network and stuff because it was like, everybody wants me. You know, for Joe, good, like everybody said, me. Yeah, put mine's back.
Boy. Does Joe have your number?
Yeah, he
can. Okay. Did he hit you?
Yeah. But we did the song.
We had a whole discussion about songs that were like classics from TV shows that we loved growing up, and how would you feel if they switched the song?
Because
not too many people have done that, except like the Cosby Show.
Like the Sanford and Son type of thing, like you need that record. If it doesn't play like that, then you don't even know the show's coming on.
That's
like,
a fact.
You know
what I'm saying? For real.
But I was looking at it like, because it's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
The continuation, like Power, we would say that this is the finale. When it ends, it starts 48 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a new introduction of a whole new show. Power Book 2, there's new characters because Mary is starring in Power Book 2. But it's just a continuation. It's the aftermath of everything that you see in the finale, you know?
So it's a prequel or is it, you said aftermath?
Yeah, it's coming right after. Like, it's not going to... Because when they talk about ending it, you shouldn't end the show, I'm like, yeah, why I got to end the show?
Mm-hmm. I see what you're doing, because you're setting Tariq and his little white friend up and the girl to be the new Tommy, Ghost, and Tasha.
It's starting to evolve.
I see what you're doing.
Are you team Tommy or team Ghost right now?
I've always been team Tommy. He's the only one that's been really solid.
You worried? I'm ready for Ghost to die. Ghost can go. Now I'm not going to be. I'm like, he's a sucker.
He did a lot of sucker.
Nah, he's a sucker. I can't rock with Ghost.
A whole lot of sucker vibe going on there. Like, it's just, I know that the audience is watching is bigger than just the inner cities and the people that committed to that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So they parting things. The neighborhood won't parting. Like, he's calling the cops when he feels like, if he has to do it that way. He's doing by any means.
You know? Yeah.
And then they didn't understand why Tasha was, like, more angry than he was, because she wanted him to be on.
Be thorough.
Yeah, be rich. So she like, moved him into that position. It was like, even the idea of sending Kane into jail was Tasha's idea.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why when we actually get back on the street and we start talking, we can end up working together again, but she's still angry.
Now what about, first of all, I want to say, Tycoon Weekend.
Yeah, oh, that was crazy.
Lord.
Now explain what Tycoon Weekend is and what it is, because I don't even know what it is, but it's just, like I
it's an event Wendy Williams can't get into.
That's what it is.
Wendy can't get. We got to talk first. You can't just come to my party, man. You can't just show up at the party. Look. That Tycoon, something Ant started. Ant, right. Ladies, man. We did it in Atlanta. Like a concert piece, and then afterwards we was all at Compound, and the following day it was a pool party that we set up. And then I said, yo, we need to move that to New York. We took it out there, so it's cool to get 3,000 people into an event. Have a party and then have everybody go home without
no problems, no situations.
Well, there were a lot of people who couldn't get in, though.
Like Wendy. Right. How does security know not to let Wendy in? Like, do you have a list? Like, okay, this person, that person.
No, you can even see the camera. They was like, look at Wendy Williams, can't get in. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was taping that and doing the, like.
But she did eventually get in.
Yeah, she got into the door so she could snoop.
To the lobby.
To see Snoop and stuff like that, and then feel them. And, like, look.
Like I told you, this was the first time, and I called Fifth, and I was like, I ain't never see a party with so many artists, so many celebrities. And the celebrities were running around. It wasn't like they were stuck in the section.
And
like,
you know how they park. They park the section.
Yeah,
they're
all
in the corner. And they're like, nope. This, yo. And you look and you go, such and such is here. That you gotta. If the DJ don't tell you, you don't see him.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're hiding.
We was running around.
Snoop running around spraying people in the face with water guns. Like, it was, like, people were having fun.
Yeah.
And then everybody left. I was like, this is the first time I've seen this in at least 15 years.
Yeah.
Did you get sprayed, Envy, in the face?
Trey Songz.
Everybody.
F you. Trey Songz and Casanova definitely, they got me with the water gun. But see, you ain't gonna put it like that, ye. Ass.
Yeah, we had a ball. Like, and that came from what happened in Atlanta.
Mm.
Because when we was out there, we was just running around. And then, like, you didn't even see the little videos we was making in the hotel. Like, we were playing with Trey and the different people around. So, it's just, the energy was just different. So
was
Dawa
really not invited?
Yeah, he was not invited this time. So, we went to a strip club out there, and we brought so much money to throw that it was not an issue for you to go in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody just have a good time. That works out as long as you throw the money to for what we intended it for.
Yeah.
This is the entertainment budget.
Mm-hmm.
We bought this to entertain the room, and everybody has a good time, because it's one of those things where the girls don't feel pressured. This is not desperation twerk.
Right.
We're twerking because we're having a great time tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we just try to change that vibe. And then when you see him go home and you want to snap, like, somebody better come get this. Somebody better come get this.
So Bow Wow
pocketed the money?
He went home with the money.
Hold on. I just want to be clear. Disgusting. We had a discussion about something completely unrelated to this, and Charlamagne and Envy both would pocket the money, too.
No,
what?
I wouldn't.
What?
Envy, I've been in the strip club with you.
That was my money, though. I can leave with my money.
Oh, no. You can leave what he wants with his own money.
The club owner gave you some money.
You can decide this is not entertaining enough for me.
That's my money.
This is not entertaining enough. I feel like I've already entertained myself.
But if there's a corporate budget or entertainment budget already for the women, you can't pocket that.
No, Charlamagne, I don't even believe that you would go
to. You can't do that?
Yeah, it's a little thirsty. It's like you bring somebody, you know, out to dinner and they want to take a box, like a doggy box. Like, and you know, this is like a buffet. But you want a doggy box at the buffet?
Yeah.
Certain places you're not supposed to do that, right?
So that's it for him?
Nah, he was on probation. He can come to the next one.
Okay, good.
When we announce the next location, but he definitely couldn't come to New York.
All right, we got more with 50 when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're kicking with 50 Cent. A lot of people don't know, and I was talking to Renee about this, that you always looked at as the villain.
I don't understand.
The bad guy.
Because you're the bad guy. You claimed that years ago. But New York's number one bad guy.
You help a lot of
people
out. I said
that one time. They gave it to me.
You help a lot of people out. You lend a lot of people money. You support a lot of people.
Nobody wants to borrow money from 50 at this point.
No, 50.
Nah, they do not, because they make them hot on the ground.
No, you lent out a lot of money to regular people, to artists, to athletes, to DJs, to
Is it lending or giving?
Well, it's lending if it's like with business stuff around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then you expect returns on whatever you're putting in. But like a lot of times, if they, my instincts are to do it. Like I think, to be honest with you, I view money as freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the freedom to invest in myself or whatever my idea is at the time. And they'll come, we'll have a conversation, and it just feels like something to do. If mm-hmm. there's a, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. you'll see, even when we talk about like television or different things, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, we need to do this. Because it's just, I see the qualities that people have that I don't have. At points, it stands out to me. I watch mm-hmm. them. And then I'm like, yo, I want to work with that. This, because it's different. It's what I don't have at points. You know what I'm saying? Other people, they look at it, and if they see, if they haven't felt it enough for themselves, they can't help other people be where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they like, it's like a selfish nature of people if they haven't felt that, had confirmation or felt those feelings for themselves. You know, and I'm.
Plus, I think it's the cancer in you too, though.
Yeah, like it's another win. It's mm-hmm. a win that we couldn't make through what I have.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the other person has it. And I'm mm-hmm. like, yo, it's different. Like when your book come out, I got the book, looking at it, reading on.
Thank you, I appreciate mm-hmm. that.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I'm like, why would I? If you don't have a book on sale at the same time, why would you not like to see his book be successful?
Right.
I don't understand. Like, I understand the competitive nature of people when they're competing for mm-hmm. something. That's like when you see me say no Puffy juice, mm-hmm. is when I'm selling effing vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after I'm not selling effing vodka, I don't know what Puffy's doing today. Mm-hmm. I was watching his ass while we was doing it because I'm a direct competitor to him yeah. at that point. You know, and then it's just the way I do things. If you don't have people to compete with, you have to create that.
You do it all the time. This week you're competing with Michael Jackson.
No, Mike, look, I just like, look.
For what?
They just look, they don't even let you have an opinion. Your personal opinion.
But of course his daughter's going to chime in, so.
Yeah, I didn't know that his daughter chimed in until I saw the article.
So you said Chris Brown is better than Michael Jackson.
Chris was better than Michael Jackson.
Right, Michael Jackson could never.
But the statement I made was, I think Chris is better than MJ right now.
Michael's dead.
Oh, but this is what I'm saying. Now, look, after you. There's artists out there rap better than Tupac right mm-hmm. now.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Because they got better.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, we got better. You see what I'm saying? And I'm like, look, I'm going now with the showmanship. Like, on stage, what he's doing
mm-hmm.
is another level to what the showmanship was then. Like, mm-hmm. you think I wasn't, like excited about the moonwalk?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had the Billie Jean poster on my at mm-hmm. my house. I was selling crack, but I had the Billie Jean poster. At my house, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just the circumstances made me sell crack.
Nobody cares like about I don't think nobody cared about the opinion. It's just that when you say, but who cares about the little boy's butt?
That's
what
after.
What about the little boy's
now
butt?
Look, these are things that you can't escape, people, right? The man built Neverland.
Oh, boy.
A cool place for kids to hang out.
Right.
Had the little boy sleep over, right? We're not saying whether he touched the boy's butts or not, because that's not right. I said that because people attack me for my comment. When you see the Michael Jackson, look at my page, and there's specific Michael Jackson.
Oh, they go
extreme
hard.
Michael Jackson
yeah,
lovers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying you love Michael Jackson so much that you would look past the little boy's butts. It wouldn't even matter that they touched the little boy's butts because you would be supportive of him regardlessly. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like, and he has a body of work that's that magnetic
mm-hmm.
that some people would just not see the if you put the facts right in front of them, they will be like,
they don't want to give up off the wall. Yeah,
no, mm-hmm. I'm just not coming off of that. Like, it's too much for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go on any other case, look, in R. Kelly beat his case the first time.
Right,
they still had him guilty the whole time. So when he showed up the next time, voila.
Well, Kelly had a video too. That ain't making no
videos.
Better.
Yeah,
he said that was his brother. I thought.
It's hot. He did say that was his brother.
He did say that was.
He said it was Joe.
Now, what made you wake up? What made you wake up and say, you know what? I need my money back from these guys. I lent money from.
But you know what happens? That people do this thing. There's no sympathy for winners.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in this room is a winner. So you know what I mean? When you have success, you can't have it without jealousy, without mm-hmm. envy or entitlement. Entitlement being the scariest part, because it's growing in someone you love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that is. What makes people look at you and go, oh, he got it, so it's cool. Like, you should excuse it. Like, when they say they're awarding you something in the mm-hmm. courts, it's usually something that you already paid, so they're just returning it,
mm-hmm.
awarding you legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, with Tierra Marie and stuff like that, like, when the girl's trying to get the bag. She said it on tape. I'm mm-hmm. trying to get the bag. And then you go, when it doesn't work out and they tell you to pay the $30,000, people on the outskirts can identify with not having $30,000 to give, and they go, "Oh, you got it, Fifth. So just let her, you know,
let her live." Let her.
And you go, "Let her live. What you talking about? That's the $30,000 that I spent in the process already on legal fees."
Mm-hmm.
Did she get it yet?
Did she pay anything back?
No, she got a payment plan.
Oh, that's
okay. Okay, look, I don't care if you feel like you went to college. I don't care if you feel like you went to college. You didn't attend any classes, but you got bills to pay. It's cool. It's fine with me. Just when you make a mistake, you have to identify with the mistake.
We tried to call you up here one day when she was up here.
I know. I'm glad I missed that part.
Do you ever feel bad? Like, did you feel a little bad sometimes? Like, man, okay, she's going through a lot.
No. I didn't know. You know, I do watch
people. I saw you backtrack with Moneybagg Yo and Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that was, look, because I didn't know who that was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was Megan at the point, because she had this whole new blue hair and all this stuff. I hadn't even seen her with that look.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a picture. He said, she want to do what I want to do. And then I'm thinking, oh, look, the content, the things that we send and the music and everything else was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, that's right. There's pretty hoes everywhere and the pressure will break them.
You didn't realize
and
that was
I'm
his
talking
girl.
About his girlfriend. I was like, oh no, let's look. Let me just say sorry. Let me apologize.
Yeah. Because
I didn't know. And when I realized who she was or what the picture was 50 attacks Moneybagg Yo and his
girl.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
And I go, what the?
When did I do when that?
When did I do that?
What if it was a regular girl? What if it wasn't Megan Thee Stallion? Would you have apologized?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know. I asked Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I ran into him in a gas station,
mm-hmm.
and apologized about the Amber Rose thing. Not because I thought I was wrong with what I was saying,
mm-hmm.
but because he was marrying
her. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Then it means it's not as... It's
what was the Amber
wife.
Rose thing?
You
I missed that, Fifth. I missed the Amber Rose thing. What was the Amber Rose thing?
I think a line on the record, I said, she all right for a night, but don't keep her.
And he's like, well, we're getting married.
Yeah, he said, we're getting married. And I'm like, oh, so you serious about this? This is different.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you just, y'all just hanging out with each other, and it changes. That's going to, you know, like he loved the girl.
All right, we got more with 50 when we come back. Let's get into a 50 Cent mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. That was a 50 Cent mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. 50 Cent is here. Charlamagne?
Fifth, you got a lot of TV deals. You got Stars, yeah. ABC. What am I missing?
Oh, man.
BET.
Yeah, I got, but 9 TV shows.
How in the hell are you able to keep all those deals, talking all that on social media?
I'm a different...
Give me the secret.
No, my brand is built different. See, I come from... Look, they try to put you in the mogul section.
Mm-hmm.
I like to stay rapper.
Gotcha.
You know, look. When they want you to say, when you go, you're a mogul now. This means you can't say that shit, 50.
Right.
You can't say it as much as you want. And they want to do that. I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm a rapper.
I'm still here. So I can still say what I feel, like my honest opinion about things mm-hmm. at points. And then you go, that saves me. See that? Allowed me to say things. I know you look and you go, what? In this climate, why would you say some shit like that? Like some of the stuff I say, and then it's because I can still say it because of the way I made my way into this position.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever lost an opportunity because of anything that you've said on social media?
No. Not because of
anything
that I said. Like, nah, you know, like even the reference to like the Emmys and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like I really don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the numbers say that power is number one. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then if they want to be in the blind, like it really gives me a control, a new position at Stars because mm-hmm. it's the idea, my idea in the mm-hmm. show is driving the success of the entire network at that point. So when you start seeing the spinoffs and the other shows, like the BMF series is well anticipated, different things that I developed.
So no executives at ABC ever say anything to you? That's Disney.
Not, but that's right. I could be at Disney and be 50 Cent because I'm hot as a motherfucker. When you start making whole networks work,
mm-hmm.
they go, okay, well, let me see what happens here. You know, it's a little method to his madness. Just watch. Let's see what happens. And then it's an audience that didn't even exist to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see what I'm saying? African-American, Latino audience that is it has power and they see themselves in the show. They see people easily relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see it trending, and that probably doesn't happen too mm-hmm. often.
Not to regular, traditional television mm-hmm. shows, because it's been in the same cookie cutter, you know, concept of how they develop it, so it doesn't have the same.
If they ever asked you to apologize for something, would you? We saw you apologize to me back, yo. So would you, if the execs say, "Hey, man, we need you to apologize to the LGBT community or women,"
I don't understand why I would be doing that, because I didn't say anything wrong. You know, honestly, if I was saying something that I felt like was I'm out of pocket or wrong about it, I would apologize.
Right,
you
know? Right.
But that's good.
I just don't think that they should force me or limit how my views on things. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going, people are afraid of those communities you just said. Both of them. Right? And it's because, like, look, women, the only thing person under attack is a heterosexual male. Because anything that you say within tradition and business, of course, it was more of a male-driven situation. But now they're looking at it and they're going, the whole women's movement is an attack on tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, and look, the whole LGB, that option, the non-traditional thought is against tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
but it's, tradition isn't always right. Sometimes you do have to be against what's traditional.
You're right. I was in Saudi Arabia, and they have some interesting lifestyle choices out
what
there.
What are they? I've never been.
You can have four wives if you.
That's
if you
amazing.
But you got to afford them, so you'll slow down real quick. And if you're caught in a car with someone who isn't your wife, you're publicly shamed and fined $100,000. And if you actually were sleeping with someone who isn't your wife, it puts you in a pit and stone you to death.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, so you kind of have...
No one would be in this room.
Yeah, you have really extreme focus out there. There's no problem. You know that thing with your wife where you walk the straight line, you walk the straight line.
And I see you have a lady now.
Yeah.
Why are you blushing, Phil? Yeah. Why are you blushing?
She's very beautiful.
Yeah, it's really, really good. No. Hey, you know, this is new for me. This is new for me, people.
That's nice. So what made you say, this is the one, I'm settling down?
She told me that.
That's what
she
you need.
She told me I'm the one, we settled down, huh?
That is what you need, though. You needed somebody to tell you, like, this is what's happening.
Kind of bossed me around a little bit there.
Hey, has 6ix9ine reached out to you from jail?
No, I haven't spoken to him.
Yeah. Really? Would you answer?
Yeah, no. No.
You wouldn't even be curious.
That was your son, Fifth.
Yeah, I know, but that's his mother's child now. After you do shit like that, you're your mama's child. Don't call me.
My goodness. What do you think about Jay-Z's deal with the NFL? What did you think about that when you heard about it?
I think that was the timing was a little wild. But, I mean, that's a Roc Nation deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jay, he's going to take the heat for it, but... If you're saying how you would build the right musical act for the halftime show, I mean it's a decent play after they passed on the halftime show. I think Beyonce will be at the halftime this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm.
The next available.
Because she did like the last two already, right? Mm-hmm. The last two out of three.
Well, they did
definitely
turn it
some
down.
Roc Nation artists there.
Yeah, definitely that.
Would you
that's
do
what
it?
That's about, huh?
Would you do it? White what America the, loves you. You
with the to do the
halftime show?
I'm probably would have did it. They called me without me, you know, knowing what was going on. You know, how much they pay you for that?
Not
a lot.
I think you get a lot of boost in sales and everything. I think it's more about that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have did it because I got other stuff to do.
Mm.
If that was the benefit of it, then it makes it a little different. But the exposure. When you actually have something on sale, I think it would be great for, you know, new artists to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I saw, what's his name, with Travis Scott did it or something?
Yeah, he did it.
I mean, but he would have did that. Like, anybody would have did it in that position at that point.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us. And thank you again for supporting me in my car show.
How much does he owe you?
No, he don't owe me nothing.
That's good.
That's my point. We Queens thing.
I just want to put it on record.
Clue owe me mad money.
I
did mad tapes for Clue. He owe me mad money.
No, but I appreciate it because, you know, with Fifth, it's like, and this is how I think we all should be like, Fifth acts like and treats it like his own car show.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like into it. He's involved. He customizes the cars. He makes sure they're there. And I just want to say thank you because a lot of people, you know, follow your lead. And whatever I need from you, I need a car. I need this. I need that. You're there, and I just want to say thank you.
I got three new joints for the next show. We're gonna go crazy.
Okay.
He's crazy.
We're not running out of money.
It's 50 Cent. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You get donkey of the day. You dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. You dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey.
the other day.
The other day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap them gloves. Let's go.
They have to make a judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. To the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day goes to my guy, Omari Hardwick, Ghost from Power. That's our guy. Okay? Mm-hmm. But donkey of the day does not discriminate, and this is a very teachable moment. What we need to teach today is the proper procedure for greeting another man's woman. Now, I don't care if that woman is your friend or a complete stranger. I don't care if that woman's man is your friend or a complete stranger. It's just certain things you don't do when you greet somebody else's significant other or, you know, women in general. Now, I have to explain this to you because unless you are watching us on Revolt, you can't see the visual. I'm sure you saw this online, but the 2019 NAACP Image Awards was this past Saturday, and Sir Carter from Brooklyn and Your Highness from Houston, commonly known as Jay-Z and Beyonce, were in attendance, and everyone came to pay their royal respects. Now, I have had the pleasure and privilege of meeting Beyonce a couple times in my life, and both times I greeted her, I looked her in her eyes, I shook her hand, I said, hello. Peace, queen. How are you? You know, introduce her to my wife. She shakes my wife's hand. You keep it moving. Why? Well, one, because to me, that's the respectful thing to do. I used to be an extreme hugger. Still am. But nowadays, if I don't know you like that, nope. Okay, I don't want to violate anyone or make them feel like they have to hug you because you went for it. I don't know Beyonce like that, so I would never. All right? I don't know what her greeting is. She's from the South, so she could be one of those women when you reach for her hand, she says, no, I'm a hugger. If that's the case, cool. You give her a hug because she told you to. Light little squeeze, keep it moving. Now, I highly doubt Beyonce moves like that with 95%. No, I'm going to say 97% of the people she encounters. You can't just hug Beyonce. You shouldn't just hug Beyonce. You shouldn't just hug any woman you don't know like that, especially when she's with her man. Show some respect. Okay, I don't do that to any of my homegirls. I don't do that to anybody's girl. The most I would do is give my homegirl a hug if she's with her man, and there won't be no long, tight embrace. Something quick and to the point. But Omari Hardwick doesn't abide by those rules because, as you can see if you're watching Revolt, Omari hugged Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
and he kissed her on the cheek. Then seconds later, he kissed her on the cheek again. Now, this could just be me. But I felt like I saw Beyonce looking like, homie, you're doing too much. But even if Beyonce was perfectly okay with it, my brothers, no. All right, that is not proper etiquette when greeting someone else's woman. It doesn't have anything to do with her man being insecure. It's no twisted definition of toxic masculinity. You shouldn't do that simply out of respect. Respect for that woman's boundaries and respect for her man. Omari got a wife. I would love for someone to show Omari that video and ask him how he would feel if someone did that to his wife. Envy, what if a man did that to your wife?
If I was there like that?
Yes.
I mean, we'd have some problem. We'd have some furniture moving.
He did. I ain't gonna say all that.
Yeah, it'd be some furniture moving.
He did a little too much, right?
A little too much, yeah.
I mean, a guy's grabbed your ass in front of your wife, so that was a little bit too much, too. So I just want to put that out there.
He didn't grab my ass.
She didn't see it, though.
He didn't grab my ass. He smacked my ass and said, good job. There's a difference.
Oh.
It's like, you know, when you play basketball, psh, like,
no,
it was,
I don't.
All right,
okay.
All right, forget it.
But I think Omari got caught up. All right? I think Omari got so excited to see Beyonce, like a lot of people do, that he lost his cool. But the reason this is a teachable moment is because we as men have to learn our boundaries. You should not feel entitled to kiss any woman once or twice, you know, without her permission. I was reading an article in New York Magazine by a woman named Lucy Flores, I think you pronounce it. She was a nominee for lieutenant governor in Nevada back in 2014, and she told a story about former Vice President Joe Biden coming up behind her, putting two hands on her shoulders, leaning into her, and kissing her on the back of her head. Now, Joe Biden says never did he believe he acted inappropriately. If it is suggested he did so, he will listen respectfully. He also said that America has arrived at an important time when women feel they can and should relate their experience, should be able to explain their experiences, and men should pay attention, and Joe Biden says he will. He is absolutely right. And I hope Omari is not watching all his backlash and feeling defensive, because I'm sure his intentions weren't disrespectful. But that doesn't mean it wasn't disrespectful. Intention is one thing, but impact is another. And Omari, when women are telling you that you did something inappropriate, like so many of them are telling you online right now, we need to just shut the hell up and listen. And fellas, we need to learn from the mistakes of others. Please give Omari Hardwick the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
Now, feel free to tell me if I'm reaching a little bit, or people online are reaching a little bit.
Okay.
'Cause I just feel like that was improper etiquette to do.
It was improper etiquette. I don't think he...
I don't think he meant to
kiss her. Yeah, I don't think he meant to kiss her that close to her lips. But I do think he was doing too much. But it could have been a lot of anything. It could have been, you know, they were at the NAACP Awards. Maybe he had a little too much to drink.
Jesus Christ. You just going to say the man was drunk all of his goddamn...
Maybe he was, because yeah, that's not something you do. Maybe he was nervous. He was kind of
shocked
because he was Beyonce. He was excited.
Exactly.
He was a little, you know, starstruck.
That's all it was.
Could have been that.
That's what I think it was. I think
it could have been a bunch of that, because he held it a little too tight. Like, see,
held
that was
a little too tight. Yes, he did.
See, that just tells me, maybe it was a little too tipsy.
I thought it was just
you don't do that a normal person. You just ain't going... No, you ain't just going... Oh, you were like, all right,
and
keep
once
moving.
Again, where is Julius? Whenever we see Beyonce getting... attacked, whether it's by
That's not attacked.
Whether it's by a fan, and I'm talking about the actual the fan. Remember the fan?
Oh, with the fan attacked? Yeah,
where is Julius in these situations?
I don't know, but he didn't get attacked there. But let's open up the phone lines, all right? 800-585-1051. What's proper etiquette when talking to someone's girl or wife?
That's right. Think about it. You killed Silver for the same type of stuff, Ghost.
I'm with you. I like a good handshake. I look you in your eye.
Handshake.
And then every once in a while, somebody else say, hey, you know, we don't do handshakes. We do hugs. And then you just give them a little quick little hug. Keep it moving.
Let me count how long this hug was.
Can Revolt play one more time?
Let me count. Let me see.
All right, there it goes. You know, he takes a picture with Hov.
No, let me count.
All right, then he goes, kiss. One, two, three. That's too many. That's too many.
Six.
No, he didn't go that far.
Wow.
He didn't go that far. It was about four and a half.
No, it was a 6-second hug and two kisses.
See?
Yeah. Wow.
That's too far. All right, we got more coming up next. We're The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Come on, need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Trav, man.
Trav, what's up?
I'm the one that call every morning.
Yeah, you sound different.
We can tell. What's your question for Yee, bro?
Hey, Yee. I've been trying to inbox you for a while on Instagram, and I know you got a lot of things to do, but hey, I've been in the friend zone with this female for a while now, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, she got an ex-boyfriend, and it's like, I'm playing number two. It's like, if he isn't around, then I'm around. And if I'm not around, he's around. And it's like, I don't want to say I want to be stuck in the friend zone, because it's like I lost a lot of respect for her in the last few years with being in the friend zone.
Well, you've been doing this for years.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's like, you know, I try to get out of that. And it's like, you know, I got myself in the jam with, you know, like her birthday was is around the corner. And, you know, I don't want to be like, hey, I'm not getting you nothing because of how you did this and how you did that. Or I don't want to be.
Is this your
friend,
okay?
You
know? So you're in the friend zone. You consider this woman to be your friend.
Uh-huh.
But you have some benefits.
No.
So you're just her friend. So what's the problem?
She set a double standard. Like, I can't do such a thing that she would do, but she feel like she can do it. You know,
well, because
like,
you let her.
I understand that, but I don't want to be the person that's, I don't want to be the
Trav,
person
you can
that,
do whatever you want to do. Who can tell you what you can and can't do?
I understand that. I do understand
that's the decisions that.
That
you're making based off of what she wants.
Yes.
Sounds like
true.
She's lost respect for you.
I mean, I understand that, but I don't think it's lost the respect because I feel like I just don't want to, you know, be that person that's just, you know, want to be there for somebody that don't feel like they're there for me, you know?
Okay, like, so do you like her as more than a friend? I'm confused because you said y'all are just friends.
Yeah. I like her more than a friend, but it's like, it's nothing I can do. You know what's so crazy? This is my first time calling you guys, and I just got pulled over on the radio.
Well, so she doesn't like you. So that's what it is. Like, she considers you a friend. She knows you like her. It's great for her ego. You're, for years, have been willing to accept that, even though you've been pining away for her, but she's not interested in you.
Doing good in yourself?
Good. We stopped today the parking lot there. We had
oh, my God.
And,
this guy's having a terrible day.
Let me talk to him.
Can we talk to him?
Let me talk to the officer.
I'm a truck driver. I stopped at the Comerica Bank, and I pulled off because...
No, that's fine. It's got a verify. Like I said, the house right next door where you pulled out, we got a burglary alarm from there.
It's early in the morning. Offer him some donuts.
So I just wanted to stop talking to you, obviously, man. Make sure everything's good.
This is Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club. He offered me to tell you he needs some donuts. But I didn't...
He's bugging.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, but...
He's had a name drop.
I drive truck for Office Depot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what's in the bag?
Office Depot equipment.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm more offended that he didn't want the donuts and he don't know who I am.
He definitely don't know who you are.
Trav.
I'm sorry. It's just crazy. I'm actually on the phone with the radio right now.
No, not the radio. Say the Breakfast Club. Ask him if you listen to the Breakfast Club.
He definitely doesn't.
He says you guys listen to the Breakfast Club. Okay.
I'm asking it to hold on for a second.
Okay.
Before you open that, do you have any weapons or anything?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay,
stay on the phone.
Trav, don't get arrested.
Trav, don't get shot.
This is for my day. Can you play some right back here real quick?
Okay.
Right back here.
So I take it he doesn't listen to the Breakfast Club.
No.
Trav, this girl is ruining your life.
Put your palms flat together. There you go. I just want to make sure you don't have any weapons or anything dangerous, then we'll open it up, make sure you got your that office equipment like you said, and then we'll go from there, okay?
I actually got to deliver to the police station. I deliver to you guys every day.
So. I understand.
I bring y'all donuts every morning.
I pray to God that he only has office equipment in the back of his truck.
I just don't want you opening up the back here before you to do so.
Trav, sound like they're illegally searching you. I wouldn't have gave him permission to do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have gave him permission, Trav.
Damn, Trav.
It's a weird week, man.
It's, it's really weird.
You think, Trav?
Hey, Trav, don't listen to Charlamagne.
Trav, you think?
Yeah, you want to talk to him, officer? I'm really literally
he
on the radio.
He does not
want
to talk to us.
Trav, I ain't gonna lie, you sound suspicious.
Yeah, Trav.
You sound like they just took Trav on the ground.
Trav, you don't have to open up your car.
Okay. Okay, he's trying to let me go. I'm so sorry about that, you guys. I'm so sorry.
You sorry?
Trav, I'm sorry.
Goodness gracious.
I just want to say, Trav, you're a very nice guy. You need to find you a woman that wants to be with you.
Trav, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit. And Charlamagne, I wanted to ask that. Ye and Envy is always in Detroit, but you never come.
I be home. Listen, we need better promo and marketing in Detroit because these cops don't know us.
Yeah, I know, right? You worried about Charlamagne not coming to Detroit? You about to get locked up, Trav.
Travis, I'll be in Detroit in a couple of weeks.
We're gonna
find you a nice woman because there's no reason that you should be somebody's not even choice. She just considers you a friend. She's using you.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would she have bailed you out if you got arrested?
But she more like the type of person she wants to know what you did and what happened.
Well, of course.
Like, you guys can obviously. I mean, but she wanted to act like, you know, it was my fault I got pulled over. Like, I'm from the city and she's from the suburbs. Let's say it like that. She's not used to dealing with guys. She think I'm a regular hood dude, but, you know, I go to work for a living. So
where you from? The west side?
I'm from Southwest. Downriver, River Rouge. Shout out to Rouge Ecourse in Southwest.
Trav, I don't want to give up the phone with you, bro. Because
I appreciate the cooperation. Like I said, that corner house there next to the bay, we had a burglary alarm there that I was on the way to. I got the corner.
Trav, tell them listen to the Breakfast Club every morning.
Trav just broke into a home.
On WJLB. Tell them listen to WJLB every morning, Trav. Come
on. Tell them to WJLB. Right.
Tell them listen to the Breakfast Club.
97.9.
Hey, Charlamagne said to you listen to WJLB 97.9 in Detroit.
Right now.
The Breakfast Club.
Right,
tell them
listen
right now.
On. Okay.
All right, you guys take care now.
Do you take care?
Bye, Trav. Oh,
I'm
my God.
Trav is crazy. Trav is saying.
Drop on the clues,
Charlamagne bombs. Charlamagne wants to know if you want a donut. Trav crazy.
I don't live in Detroit, so I'm fine. Drop on the clues bombs for Breakfast Club listeners, damn it. The best.
The best.
Nobody got better listeners than us.
He's been on the phone with us the whole time.
Nobody.
I'd have dropped the phone.
There's no radio show in the country who got better listeners than us.
You're right.
We don't have listeners. We have other members of the club.
That's right.
The club, damn it.
Stupid questions. Officer, would you like a donut? Charlamagne wants to know. What? All right, we got more coming up next. We're the Breakfast Club.
I'ma keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Dan.
Hey, good morning. It's Dan.
That's what she said. What's your question for you, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, Angela Yee, Charlamagne, DJ Envy. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. What's your question?
I got a question for you, Yee. What can I do to make you smile? Do to make you proud? If you set the bar high, then I go the extra mile. You amazing. Eyes kind of slanted because you Asian. Red and black dress, I altered for this occasion. Pull up to the scene in your presence is built. But you a well-wrapped gift. Your presence yourself. Ain't no lacking when it comes to your heart, only the best. Ain't no slacking even when you're parting, nevertheless. I'm just trying to get you home alone, turn off the phone. Take a shot, drink some wine, come on, ye, grown. And come and let me grip on your thighs, look in your eyes. We can listen to some new come on, ye, this vibe. Rose petals cover the bed, even the floor. That's for bath water, running perfume, candles, and more. I'd be damned if I'm going to bed alone tonight. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to get you home tonight.
So, hey. So what's your question for ye?
What just happened?
What's your question for you, bro? I missed it.
Did you hear all those questions?
No. You have a question for you?
I love our listeners, boy.
Look,
I heard something about something dripping on me. I don't know what that was.
So you didn't hear none of those bars?
Nope.
But I hear you giggling right now.
I just been sitting bars. You didn't hear now one of them.
All right. No, we're going to play it back, though. Trust me. Okay. Let's do a real question now.
Okay.
Let's do line three.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jamie. Hey. I'm supposed to be anonymous, but hey, I just said my name.
Hey, okay. Jamie, you're not rapping, right?
Okay, anonymous.
You have a question for ye?
I do. Hi, Yee. Hi, Charlamagne. Hi, guys.
Hey.
I can't believe I'm on the phone with you because I listen every morning. Thank you guys so much for just bringing smiles and laughter and joy to this, like, crazy world. I'm a Brooklyn girl. I got two boyfriends. And I want boyfriend number two to be boyfriend number one.
Okay.
So that's my...
Well, you got two boyfriends.
So number one, I do. And Charlamagne, you don't really... You want to call people over 34 golden girls?
Oh, a couple of my friends texted me like, I'm definitely not a golden girl, but you know.
I just turned 38 years young 2 weeks ago. Shout out to me. And I am living my best life, so whatever.
And that would make him a golden girl as well.
Exactly. You a golden girl, Sharla.
Yo.
All right, so what's your question, Anonymous?
Yeah, right. So number one lives in Florida. He's older. I love him. The D is amazing. He's great, but he's in Florida. But I met number two, and he's great. He lives here in the city with me. But he knows I'm moving actually to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wait. So your boyfriend lives in Florida, but you have another boyfriend that lives with you.
Well, he lives in the New York area.
Okay.
Where I am.
Okay.
So, yeah, and he knows about number one, but number one don't know about number two. I always keep it that way.
Okay.
But
good for you.
Thank you. But number two, I'm just like, he knows that I'm moving, and I think that he's pushing away from me because he knows I'm going. But it's just Charlotte, and I'm going out there to make some more bread, so...
I'm going to tell you this. Your second boyfriend who lives here probably also, because he knows you have a main boyfriend, thinks, well, she ain't really ish anyway. I'm having a good time with her.
And
he probably doesn't trust you because he's already the side piece. And so he probably thinks if she'll do it to him, she'll do it to me, especially if you move away. So I think he might.
I can't believe that I really didn't even think about that.
You don't get tired? You don't get tired running back and forth?
Nah, son. The Florida Groovy comes here once a month.
You know she's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I got Brooklyn tested.
Nah, son.
No, I work. Look, I'm a golden girl, Charlotte, and we get it popping. No,
are you like a sugar mama? Are you paying for something or no?
Hell no, I pay for nothing.
Her boyfriend in Florida is older.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I would guess that your boyfriend here sees how you move and how you operate and how you lie to your main man and probably doesn't feel comfortable.
But see, the thing is, I don't lie to main man. Main man number one is like, yo, I know you young out here in these streets, like, go have fun. But I'm like, no, baby, it's you.
So that is lying.
So you lying.
You just lied to me and then told on yourself.
You're a good liar.
I bet.
Right. Listen, babe, it doesn't even sound like you need to have a boyfriend.
Oh, maybe that's it.
So why not figure out what happens when you move? You don't got to make a decision or a choice right now. You move to Charlotte as a single woman and be free to do whatever you want. If you feel like staying with your boyfriend in Florida, you will. If you feel like keeping the boyfriend in Harlem, you will. But I think you need to break up with your boyfriend because you're already cheating on him. He's already not your first choice. The first thing you said was you want your second choice to be your first choice. So maybe first choice doesn't deserve that spot.
Yee, you the bomb. Thanks, guys.
All right, single girl.
Bomb living my hot girl 2020 and 2019.
I knew my you was going to say that. Finish out that summer, girl.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
How you doing today, man? My name is Chris.
Okay, what's up, man? Chris?
What's your question for Yee?
What's going on, Yee? I got a question. And this is kind of personal, but I figured you were the best person to ask. I've been with my girlfriend now for about 13 years, and I never made her orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, would that make a woman want to cheat on a man, or has she already cheated on a man that had better game than me?
Well, yeah, I don't know that that's true. Now, can she orgasm? Has she ever had one?
I don't think so, because to my knowledge, I took her virginity.
Okay.
So if I'm the only man she ever been with, then no, she has not.
Has she ever had an orgasm from masturbation by herself?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I was going to say two times out of the 13 years as I was performing oral on her, she did reach it.
Okay.
But never with my Johnson.
And that's fine. You know, there's some women who really can orgasm that way much easier. And so I think for me personally, as long as I get one, I don't care if it's from oral or from when we have intercourse. I'm fine either way.
Oh, okay. So I guess my question is, over a 13-year span, if your man was only able to make you orgasm two times and never from his Johnson, or only from his tongue, would that make a woman wonder off or
I'm gonna tell you what I think. Number one, has she brought this up as an issue to you?
No, it's an issue to me.
Okay, and that's good because you care. I'm going to tell you this. You know, we can have great sex as women without necessarily having an orgasm and still feel fulfilled. Now, having an orgasm is great, but I think it's different. Like, we always feel like when a man has an orgasm, we're done. But for a woman, sometimes it doesn't happen and it still can be a great experience. Now, why don't you do oral more and make her orgasm that way more?
I do oral a lot. I actually like doing oral. The problem is she doesn't finish every time I do the oral. It just happens, you know, just them two times. And I try to do it the exact same way, you know, keep everything the same. And it just doesn't seem to play out. I mean, now she seems to be enjoying it, but it just never gets to finish.
Did you ask her?
You know, that was a... Yeah, and she always say that she doesn't know. She always say most women don't, and I just find that hard to believe.
No, there's definitely women who have never had. There's women who have never had orgasms, and I understand that you feel like frustrated about it. Does she masturbate?
No, she doesn't.
That might be helpful. If she knows what can make her have an orgasm, she can help you figure that out.
You know what? That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe y'all could really, like, do it together. You could watch her masturbate. That could be really fun for you. Maybe she'll get into it. You guys can get a little freaky.
Oh,
Okay, now I have one more question. Mm-hmm. Now, if I've been with her these 13 years and I don't know where her G-spot is, isn't that a problem as well?
You can find out, right? She's about to show you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys got to have fun with it. First of all, sometimes I think we also, as women, you know, when we're having sex, we can be self-conscious about things. We can be thinking too hard. There might be things that we're holding back and we don't feel completely comfortable. Is she comfortable with her body?
I think she's comfortable with her body, but as far as doing certain things like being flamboyant, showing her body off, wearing promiscuous type clothing, she's not that type of girl.
Well, I'm just talking about in the house. Is she comfortable? Like when you guys are having sex, is she very comfortable with her body?
Yeah, for the most part, I would think so.
Okay. Yeah, I would think that you guys should figure out, just explore her body. Let her explore her body herself. I think that could be really fun for you both. For her to figure out what she needs, that might help her teach you what it is that she needs, and it might make her more relaxed. I think it's interesting that she doesn't masturbate at all.
She doesn't masturbate at all, unless you do it without telling me, without me knowing.
Well, y'all should have that conversation, because I think that could be really helpful.
Okay, thank you so much for helping you. I appreciate that.
All right, and believe her, if she's having a good time, you can tell a woman is enjoying sex. I really feel like I've had great sex sometimes and not had an orgasm from it, so that's okay. Now, would I like to orgasm every time? Yeah. Does it always happen? That doesn't mean it's bad if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that was very sweet and thoughtful that you called, though. Good luck.
Good luck, brother. All right, we got more coming up next. We're the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, indeed. I want to tell everybody out there, man, embrace uncertainty. All right? Some of the most beautiful chapters in our lives won't have titles until much later.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.